Olympic Games in Berlin. His victories were a blow to Adolf Hitler's intention to use the games to demonstrate Aryan superiority. Jennifer Hudson is an American actress and singer who first garnered attention on the reality show American Idol and later earned acclaim for her music and acting. She accomplished the rare feat of winning the four major North American Entertainment Awards. Yao Ming, born on September 12, 1980 in Shanghai, China, is a Chinese basketball player who became an international star as a center for the Houston Rockets of the National Basketball Association.
That's about it from us, folks. But before we go, let's take a look back at today in history. In 1992, astronaut Mae Jemison became the first African-American woman to fly in space, part of the STS-47 Space Lab J mission. In 1980, the senior commander of the Turkish army, led by General Kenan Evren, carried out a bloodless coup in their homeland. And in 1974, Emperor Haile Selassie of Ethiopia was deposed by the Derg, a committee of revolutionary soldiers.
And that'll be it from us this week. On the Edge News staff are directors Alyssa Roldan and Patrick Kelly. Tonight's engineer has been Noe. Sources for the Edge News have been provided by The New York Times, The Gothamist, The Times Union, The Daily Freeman, BBC, CNN, and The New Paltz Oracle. Stay tuned for more cutting-edge music. From the entire Edge News team, have a beautiful night.
We'll have to start getting my fashion advice from somewhere else, other than the website of a mid-tier suburban Boston classic alt-rock radio station. It's all on you now, SUNY New Paltz, WFNP 88.7, The Edge. Don't let me down.
We won't let you down, Mr. Colbert, because SUNY New Paltz is the best-dressed college campus, and we have an awesome radio station, WFNP The Edge. Rosendale, 88.7 FM.
Hello, everyone. It is me, DJ Redacted, and I am here with you on WFMP, the cutting edge of the Hudson Valley, as you just heard Mr. Colbert say. And this is NPMC Spotlight. We're back once again. Week two, baby. Here we go. So here with me today, I have a very, very special band of the local New Paltz scene. They are called the Get-Offs. They're here with me.
Hi, how are you?
What's up?
How are you guys?
I think it's the headphones.
Yeah.
Maybe. Oh my god. All right, yeah, I can't hear out of this ear anymore.
Okay. Well, you're going to have to not have that happen again. Sorry for that slight technical difficulty, and if it hurt any of your ears out there, I'm really, really sorry about that.
We're making a great first impression.
We're making such a good first impression, guys. So yeah, this is the Get-Offs, and I would love it if each of you can introduce yourself to the listeners real quick.
Hey, what's up? I'm the lead singer and second bassist, Arana.
I'm Eric. I play guitar, and I sing sometimes.
I'm Dimitri. I play the drums.
Hi, I'm Liam. I play guitar and also bass.
Amazing. So, Dimitri, you are the new drummer of the band.
That's true, yeah.
That is very true. So, can you tell me how you kind of came into this little circle?
Well, I was asked one day by one of my good friends if I wanted to join the Get-Offs because Peter, who was the old drummer, wanted to leave because I think he was just spread a little too thin between just all his responsibilities. So I was asked, and I instantly said yes, because I've always wanted to be in a punk band or a hardcore band, and that's how it started. And then I just hit up Eric, and I was like, hey, can I replace Peter? And he was like, sure. So that's how that happened.
Yeah, that wasn't even the first time we met either. We actually used to live across the hall from each other.
And we never talked.
On campus. Yeah, we never talked once, actually. Like, we've said hello, but it was completely nonverbal. The first time we spoke was at a jam session in a friend's basement. And then, we kind of hit it off, like, because we texted after that a little bit. Yeah. So.
Nice. That's really fun. How long have you guys been a band, counting pre-Dimitri?
It's been, like, maybe almost 2 years.
No, it's only been 1 year. It's been a year and, like, a couple months.
It's definitely been a year and a couple months playing.
In April, it'll be 2 years.
Yeah, in April. Yeah, because first it was just me and Eric, and we were just trying to find other band members. And I think I first officially met Eric in, like, December, January of, like, 2 years ago. And then we eventually just kept piecing together, and we found Liam, and then we found Pete. And now we have Dimitri.
And it took a really long time, too, because we didn't have a practice space either. So whenever there was a new character, we kind of just had to invite them to hang out with us. There wasn't much to go by.
It's just like, hey, come on over. We like your vibe.
Come over and watch YouTube with us.
Come watch the SpongeBob movie.
Pass the vibe check. Join the band.
Honestly, yeah. I vibe checked Liam very hard. And with Pete, I kind of did too. When Pete first walked into my house, he was wearing shorts and a long button down. And I was like, with like flip flops. And
that
I was like,
that's such a Pete fit.
I know, it's such a Pete fit. And I was like, who is this man? And why did Eric invite him over to my house? But like, you know, over time, you know, Pete's a cool guy. And I just came to realize that's just who he is. You know, very classic Pete.
Mm-hmm. Always very well dressed.
Oh, yeah.
Well dressed guy.
Pete. No, that's awesome. I love that you guys still love Pete, obviously. Like, sometimes you get, like, those bands where it's like, yeah, they're not in the band anymore. It's whatever. But no,
yeah,
I love
you
guys all.
Don't talk to him anymore.
Yeah, no.
No, we don't like him.
No, yeah, I love Pete. I still see him around campus.
Oh, yeah, I love Pete.
Yeah, Pete was a friend first, and then, we actually still have him in our bio. We don't want to take him out, because he's Get-Off's family.
Yes. His last name is Get-Off.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Just like all of ours.
Yeah. Dimitri, I heard they got to your birth certificate and changed it already.
Oh, yeah. No permission.
Yeah, okay. No. They just went to the office and went, hey, this guy's Dimitri Get-Off now.
Just woke
that's
up
it.
One day and last name was Get-Off.
It was part of that contract you signed when you joined.
That's why you got to read that fine print.
Fine print of the text message.
Yeah. Your new license is actually on the way. It's going to say Dimitri Get-Off. So just so you know, it's on its way.
Yeah, it's on its way.
I love how you know this, but I don't.
Oh, yeah. They consulted me, of course.
I've also changed your height to 6'7".
Thank you.
So if anyone asks, it's like that's what the DMV said.
Yeah. They said it was cool. Hey, my height's not accurate.
I love how you can just lie.
They don't check you.
No, they don't.
They check your eyesight, which I think is definitely more important than your height, for sure. But yeah, they just take your word for it. I was like, yeah, I'm 5'3". No, I'm not. I'm 5'2 on a good day. On a good day, guys.
Yeah, I felt strange when I was getting my permit, and mm-hmm. the height was just, you could write it in. I was like, yeah. Do they not know my height?
You don't even know who I am. Wow.
Yeah, like, how do they not know who I am? Like, they have my social security number. They can't just write it in.
That should just come with it, exactly. You know? They should just be able to look that one up.
I should be able to have, like, the confidence to go to the DMV and be like, do you know who I am?
Really? Do you know who I am?
I thought they would have.
Haven't you seen me before? Have you seen me around? Man, guess not. But yeah, anyway, guys, I did want to ask you about your single that you have out, Wacky Racers. Tell me about it. Tell me about your song.
It's actually just a recording mm-hmm. of a live performance.
Okay.
So we have the entire performance recorded,
mm-hmm.
and the gain on all the mics, like, were not checked before the show because we didn't have a sound check.
Mm-hmm.
And Wacky Racers was late enough in the set to where the...
It got fixed, kind of?
Yeah, it got fixed. So we had a full set, and I went through... And I really wanted to try and salvage a lot of it, mm-hmm. but for the first, like, maybe 15 minutes of the set, all you can hear is Liam's bass. That's it. So, but we actually are very grateful that, you know, it was mic'd up and recorded, because even though Wacky Racers was all that we got out of it, it was really good to listen to our set
mm-hmm.
and be critical of ourselves. Because we almost do that after every show. We kind of talk about what it sounded like, how we felt, and what we think we should do for next time. And it was very different being able to go back and actually listen to the entirety of our set and then have that same kind of post-show process.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. It's kind of like at a football game when they watch their, like, pre-recorded games and they, like, go through it, make up the new game plan.
Yeah.
Cool.
So that recording is kind of like a little souvenir of that show.
That's cool. I like that thought process.
But we want to record music soon. We've been trying to for a while.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, with that, we're just going to take a quick short break, listen to a couple of commercials, and we will be right back to continue talking to all of you out there.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear sighting, as in Smokey Bear.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste. He told me to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
I know that now.
Thanks to me.
Actually, thanks to Smokey.
Get your Smokey on. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Only you can prevent wildfires, guys. Listen to Smokey the Bear. What a guy.
Smokey the Bear. I know him.
You do?
Yeah,
oh.
I do.
Oh, what's he like? I haven't met him yet.
Oh, he's very nice. The voice is real.
It's real.
Yeah,
that's
ironically, he smokes hella cigs.
Man, I knew.
Yeah, that's how he has that voice.
The stardom would get to him one day. It happens to all of them.
I met him chain smoking outside of a kitchen.
Yeah, yeah. So you actually just told us a funny story about the Goo Goo Dolls. Would you like to share?
Oh, yeah, of course. So back when I was in college, I had a roommate, and we did radio together, you know, right here in WFMP.
An alum.
And when we were in the studio together, we got the Goo Goo Dolls ad, and that's when she told me the story of how her mom is a big Goo Goo Dolls fan, very big one, that she was listening to the radio and she won a contest to meet the people of the band, and the lead singer, I have no idea what his name is, if you guys know, Do you guys know?
I once knew this information. It escapes me now.
First okay. name Gugu, last name Doll.
Yeah, that's okay. a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, her mom met the Gugu Doll. And, you know, it was cool. And he took her phone and made a... Oh my goodness, made a voicemail.
Okay.
And the voicemail goes like this. It's like, hey, this is whatever his name is. Kelly is busy right now. Please call back later.
That's
and
funny.
That's the voicemail, and it's real. She showed me.
I want that. Next time I meet a celebrity, I'm not making them autograph anything. I'm having them make my new voicemail.
For real. I think it's very cool.
It kind of lives with you forever if you let it.
And plus, it's a good voicemail. Never change it.
It is. It is. Well, speaking of great bands, you guys, the Get Offs. Look at that great segue of mine. Oh, you guys. So I kind of want to know, and the people want to know, what's next? What do we got coming up? Got shows coming up? Got any big plans? What's next for you guys?
Right now, we are planning a benefit show that's happening next Friday on September 20th. All of the proceeds will be going towards my friend Bandit, who needs a more stable set of housing right now because it's not looking so great. And I wanted to get some people together, raise some money, and, you know, it's going towards a good cause.
That's great. No, that sounds great. I will hopefully be there.
You should.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be at the Bonneville Grange. And, yeah, we're playing with some cool bands.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we don't even know if we're playing yet. probably, you know, the toughest challenge for us is getting our schedules to line up.
Yeah.
Because, you know, me, Dimitri, and Liam are full-time students, and also Arena works full-time, so it can be tough sometimes to get our schedules to line up.
No, I completely feel that. As somebody else with a very busy schedule, it's hard to even make time just to see your friends, let alone, like, bandmate level, where it's like, we gotta get work done, we have things to do, we have stuff to talk about, we have stuff to rehearse. I completely understand that.
Yeah, actually, Liam and I live together now. So
yeah, so now I get to come home and be like, hey, what's up, Eric?
Hi, honey. I'm home.
Did you make dinner?
Another funny thing is...
I guess not.
Yeah. Another funny thing is Dimitri lives with our old drummer, Pete.
Oh, yeah.
I always forget that.
You guys are like one big happy family.
Yeah, we are one big happy family.
Yeah.
It's funny, during one of our last shows back in April, when it was Pete's going away show,
mm-hmm.
I explained to everyone that, you know, with us Get Offs and with Pete, we basically share him with his other band, Batula.
Yeah.
And I did explain, we are like one big happy family, because we are friends with the members of Batula as mm-hmm. well.
Yeah, we love Batula.
We love Batula.
These guys are awesome. Mm-hmm.
You guys co-parenting with them for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, we were.
Yeah, we gotta send our boy away.
He's going to live with Dad this year. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no, that's great. I also love Batula. I've worked with them a couple of times with Music Collective stuff. They've been around. And, you know, the Music Collective would maybe love to work with you guys, too.
Yeah, can we do a shout-out for the Music Collective real quick?
That's what this is.
Are we allowed to?
Well, this is my show, and this is the Music Collective show, so
I forgot about that! I was like, WFMB, WFMP, I forgot, it's WFMP.
NPMC.
Yeah.
Yep.
With a little, like, feature cross, you know?
Oh, yeah. It took us a while to make this happen, too. It's kind of funny. I was like, why haven't we done that? And we were like, yeah, why didn't we? Why isn't the music thing with the other music thing doing a music thing?
Yeah.
It takes a lot.
It's a lot of work.
It is
a lot
of
effort.
Work.
It's a lot of planning. You know how it goes.
Planning, reaching out, confirming dates.
Emails are the biggest hassle of my life. I am like Sisyphus with emails.
I have 32,000 unread.
I just mark them as read so I feel better.
Oh, you're braver than me. I can't even do that.
I think I have both of you beat.
Let's see. How many emails
do
you have?
Okay, I have two mail apps combined. Oh, you know what? This actually doesn't even count everything, because I have five different Gmails, but
that's kind of crazy.
It's just 5,000 on my lock screen right now.
You got like 12 identities.
Yeah.
That's insane. Gmail should stop you specifically from
mostly
making
more. For the free storage. You know how you get like free storage every time you make an account?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I caved. I started paying. Yep.
They're never getting my money. I'll delete that old baby photo. I don't need it anymore.
My mom's got a copy of it somewhere. Yeah, I don't need it on my phone.
I got a book report to hand in.
With all of my combined emails, I know the topic's off, but I have 57,000.
Oh my
God. Are you winning? I think that. Yeah. Is that win?
I don't know. I have 32,000, but that's only on one email.
Okay.
So. It is a combination of three different emails.
This is my personal PSA of go read your emails, guys.
Yeah, read
you
your
never
emails.
Know what's in there.
You never need to. I'm doing fine.
Unsubscribe to those that you don't need to read.
Yep. You click on one thing one time.
I know.
And ask for your email one time, and you never get away.
Mm-mm. The Get-Offs actually just received their first email.
Do you have your own Gmail now for the Get-Offs?
So we have two emails. We have the Get-Offs at Gmail, and we have the Get-Offs at thegetoffs.band.
Okay.
And, we have a website, by the way. But
I was going to say, tell the people where to find you.
Yeah, don't even bother on the website, though.
This is terrible marketing.
We built it ourselves.
Okay, I checked out your website the other day, actually, and I thought it was really good.
It's not up to date, but we did put the quite some time into it.
It's good.
But if you really want to check us out on the internet, you can find us on Instagram at thegetoffs.band.
That's great. Thank you for letting the people know. And with that, we're going to take another quick little break for some more commercials in just a second. But yeah.
Nice.
I love commercials. Gotta be one of my favorite things.
I said should.
Yo, okay, I can't stop thinking about this when we were talking about social securities before, and I have to bring it back.
Please do not reveal your social security.
Like, social security, the idea of, like, having a number makes me so uncomfortable. Sometimes, when I'm hanging out with close friends, they will openly share their social security numbers to make me uncomfortable.
We can't advise you for that.
And I have them all right now.
All right, we're gonna take that quick break before somebody says they're social.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
Now, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout. Tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Are you facing foreclosure? Then come down to Megalo and Partners. We're a mortgage rescue company, and we can help you keep your house. Provided you submit to our plans for galactic domination. No, no, I'm kidding.
If you're facing foreclosure, talk to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
And we're back. So, no more social talk, because that's gonna take us down a slippery slope, guys, I feel like. But I did want to play a fun little game with you. So I did this maybe like a year or two ago now, when I had another band on my old show, the Three Skins. I had them on, and we played a little game with them called Punk or Not. So I pick things, and you tell me if you think they're punk or not. You ready to play?
Yes.
Absolutely. Cool.
Punk music.
It's definitely punk.
Yeah, I would say punk.
You say punk?
Not punk.
It does depend.
It does depend.
Does it depend?
Because some punk music is, I did air quotes.
I feel it. We all felt them.
I think that in the beginning, you know, when you have those earlier scenes, when mm-hmm. punk was young, mm-hmm. it was very authentic. But when it got popular, I think labels saw it as a way to make money.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there are certain acts that are passed off as punk, but mm-hmm. aren't. Like, Green Day is not as punk as
that's a crazy
Bad
statement.
Brains.
Bad Brains is so awesome.
Bad Brains is
glad
awesome.
Glad you used that as your example.
It's like putting like a little league player against like the NBA of like punk. Like, yeah, Green Day is like punk. But like, if you're putting it up against like somebody who's like way more, it's like,
I understand.
There's like a spectrum of it, I guess.
I like that we're getting nuance on question one. That's great. Because my next question was going to be so much less serious. My next one was punk or not mozzarella sticks.
That's pretty punk. I think mozzarella sticks is like the forgetting that you need to eat and then just grabbing like the first thing you find in the fridge.
I stand on business. It's not. That's corporate pizza.
I was just going to say, I would say mozzarella sticks is pretty punk because it's stepping outside of the boundaries of pizza.
Okay. Dimitri, final say?
I agree with Arana.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Wait, how do we get
pizza in its own way?
Mozzarella sticks to pizza. We're missing like two of the main ingredients.
What's the other two?
Sauce and bread.
What's on it though?
Yes,
it's breaded.
It's breaded cheese, and you dip it in marinara sauce.
But one is a stick, and one is a pie, though.
No.
It's just deconstructed pizza.
Okay. Comparison: what's more punk, pizza or mozzarella sticks?
Mozzarella sticks.
Mozzarella sticks.
Definitely mozzarella sticks.
Definitely mozzarella. Yeah. Okay.
Really? I think it's pizza.
Really?
Because you always got like the $1 slices from like these like very small like local businesses.
You're right.
Mozzarella sticks. The school gives me that.
Okay.
Okay. That's
no, I agree.
Punk. I agree with that.
Mozzarella sticks. I feel like they're all the same. Pizza. you can put anything on your pizza.
You can get creative with it.
You can be very individualistic with your pizza.
You're right.
That is
true. So right.
Pineapple on pizza is super punk.
That's a hot topic. That's a hot topic. Because I like your idea of, like, the $1 slice being punk. Because, like, honestly, if you're going to force me to stand in, like, a 2x4 room to eat my pizza with the door wide open, like, in the city, yeah, I feel pretty punk doing that. There's no table.
And it's cash only.
Exactly.
Maybe they have Snapple in the fridge. That's about it. Maybe a water. One, though. Have to share it.
Just one.
And don't even dare ask for ice.
And there is no bathroom.
No.
Yeah, and ask. There's going to point you to the nearest public park.
You ask for a Coke, and they slam down a Pepsi on the table.
No, is this okay? It's just, you're getting it now. Yeah. That's it.
Get.
Yep. Get offs, actually.
Get off.
What was my next question? You guys got me all sidetracked on the pizza. I was going to ask, seltzer, punk or not? I don't know. I was on a food kick when I was thinking of the questions today. I was kind of hungry. Because I say no.
Yeah, I'm going to say
no. I'm not a fan of seltzer.
Spicy water? Nah.
Like, I like it, but I wouldn't take a seltzer out on the street with me.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be walking around with one, you know?
It's not bad enough for me.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt my liver enough.
I think about it in relation to, like, the punkest water, which is probably, like, tap water.
Yeah.
It's either tap water or, like, I don't know. Which one is it that's, like, insanely acidic for some reason?
Newport's well water.
Acid water.
No, it's, like, a real brand that you can buy. It's, like, incredibly acidic for some reason. I forget which one. We're not sponsored by water here. No. I don't need to plug that. But, yeah.
I think it starts with an A.
I think it does. But anyway. So acid, you say water. Tap water more punk than seltzer.
Yeah, I don't think seltzer's punk.
Yeah,
no,
I agree.
Seltzer's for, like, you know.
Seltzer enjoy.
I was going to say moms.
Yeah,
I feel like
I
every mom loves a seltzer.
All right, I love seltzer.
With lemon. He's like, all right, I've had enough. I like seltzer.
I had a roommate that had a seltzer machine. I don't think I ever saw him use it once.
Is that even allowed in a dorm? Debatable.
None of my business.
None of my business. We don't live there anymore. All good. So, yeah. Do you guys have any punk or not questions you would like to ask? I like to open the floor.
Croc charms.
What are they called? Gibbets?
Gibbets?
Not
I'm gonna
punk.
Say that's so
Too
punk.
Cute.
I think it could be punk if it's handmade. If you make the gibbets yourself,
I like that.
Anything handmade is automatically up on the punk chart a little bit.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Etsy is punk.
Like, wait, what are they
Etsy's
called?
The gibbets.
Etsy's pretty punk.
I thought they were called like driblets or something.
No,
driblets.
It's a gibbet.
So like gibbets, not the Crocs.
A gibbet goes in a Croc.
I think automatically they're associated.
I guess.
Are Crocs punk?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
Really?
All right, I don't think Crocs are punk, but I think Jibbitz are pretty punk. Because if you think about it, like, there are people that wear denim jackets.
Mm-hmm.
And then patches. There are people that wear denim jackets with patches. So I think there's two different breeds of Croc wearers. You have the Croc yeah. wearers yeah. that wear Crocs without Jibbitz.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the Croc wearers that wear Crocs with Jibbitz.
Yeah.
And I think that's, like, the patches equivalent. So that's why I think Croc Jibbitz are punk.
I agree with you. Because if you got Jibbitz, you're making a statement. You want people to know something about you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's I think also just on principle of it being just like a big foam shoe, Croc can't be punk. But I do think I had a friend that would wear Crocs, rain, sleet, or snow, to a show and be in the pit.
Okay, I know. That's punk. I know someone who did punk. That too.
I feel
pink
like the
Crocs
dirtier
every show.
The dirtier the shoe, the more punk it is.
Oh yeah, like mm-hmm. clean Converse? No.
Get out of here with that.
You gotta dirty them up. I remember being like 14 and purposely like going out and scuffing them and wearing them in dirt. I was like, people can't know these are new. That's bad.
I did the exact same. I would just walk through the trenches. Meanwhile, right? there's a sidewalk right there.
Literally, you got to make them dirty. Can't let people know.
No, they can't. They could never know.
They can't know. All right, well, we're wrapping up here, guys. Thank you for playing my little game with me. And I just want to open the floor to just anything you want the people to know about you guys. Anything at all you got to say. The airways are yours for a moment.
All right, I'm going to start off by saying if you play music or you play an instrument and you want to start a band, do it. Because there's never too many bands in a scene. Like, my favorite thing is going to a show and seeing a band play for the first time, or even walking through the neighborhood and hearing, you know, new musical sounds coming from a house that I've never heard musical sounds coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you play music and you want to play more music, you should definitely do that. You know, we started off, it kind of felt like against all odds. We were practicing unplugged in a bedroom in an apartment and you know, our last show that we played, we had a sound check. It was the first time that we got a sound check, so it was definitely a little milestone for us. Feel like it was a more serious show. And yeah, we started unplugged in the bedroom, so you know, if that's what you got to do, then do it and don't let it discourage you.
Well, thank you guys so much. That is our time here together. And, yeah, thank you guys so much for coming on.
Thank you for having
Thanks
us.
For having
yeah, thank
us.
You so yeah. much.
Of course. So, guys, this has been The Get Offs, and this has been NPMC Spotlight. I'm DJ Redacted, and this is WFMP, the cutting edge of the Hudson Valley, 88.7 FM, Rosendale. And we are going to transition over here into my other show called Lore Drop. So I will be back to talk to you guys in a couple of minutes.
About some lore.
Big lore coming.
Big lore's coming, guys.
By switching on the radio, you are unlocking the key to imagination. WFNP Rosendale, a station that lies at the edge of sight, sound, and mind. A station of shadow and substance existing beyond SUNY New Paltz. By tuning in, you have just crossed over onto the cutting edge of the Hudson Valley.
88.7.
When I know I should be smiling, seem to be the time that I frown the most. Oh, can't believe that we're still surviving, 'cause I'm slowly breaking down.